Start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so welcome. So this is the monthly board meeting for the Village of Nassau. What we do here is we conduct village business. We are required by law to pay bills and discuss operations of the village in a public forum. That's what this is. Anyone that's here in the audience has the right to ask questions at certain times. So normally after we do the salute to the flag, we open the floor for public comment. So if there is anyone in the audience that has an issue that they would like brought before the board or to have the board consider or discuss, they have an opportunity to do that. So I'll ask if anyone has a public comment. Yes?
What's going on with the sidewalk clearing between the liquor store and the Cumberland Farms?
Well, nothing at the moment. However, we are going, that is on our agenda tonight to get that straightened out. It is the responsibility of the property owners to clear their sidewalks. They haven't done it. We have sent letters out and we'll be sending another letter out this week telling that if they're not cleared by Monday, we will clear them for them.
22 letters today.
Yeah, and we will clear them for them at their expense. So that's what's happening now with that. But yeah, I don't even want to get into it. I'm so upset about that. People walking in the street is not very good. Anyway, anything else? Okay, so normally you'll see we have an order of business on the thing on your agendas. You can follow along. Each of these items will be either discussed or approved as we go along. And then at the end, you'll again have an opportunity before we go into resolutions to ask questions. So if you have any questions about anything you see happen tonight, and you want to know why it's done that way or anything that you feel that maybe should have been brought up, feel free. That's what we're here. We love to have you participating in government. All right. Entertain a motion to approve the monthly meeting minutes for January 13th, 2026.
I make the motion.
Motion by Rich, second by Ryan. Questions, alterations, deletions on the minutes? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. I'll entertain a motion to approve the January Treasurer's Report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the Treasurer's Report? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence, correct, Missy?
No.
All right, streets and sidewalk project, so just to bring you a little bit up to speed, we have received a grant to upgrade the sidewalks on both sides of Chatham Street, so we'll be putting new sidewalks in on both sides from Fairground Street down to Route 20. We'll be replacing the sidewalk on Fairground Street on the firehouse and the Hope for Life Church side. That whole sidewalk will be replaced. We're going to have a crosswalk going across the rail trail and over to the sidewalk that's on John Street in front of the school. We're going to replace portions of the John Street one all the way up to Route 20. We're going to put a sidewalk in and close up some driveways at the Hometown Liquor Store. Same thing at the old mobile place. Let's see. And a new one at a new sidewalk on Conemaugh to tie into the Malden Street sidewalk. So everything in the center of the village should have sidewalks. It should be very walkable. If we get everybody to shovel the sidewalks in the winter, it should be fine. We're also installing a crosswalk. It's not going to be an automated crosswalk like the one for the rail trail because the state wouldn't approve it. But we're going to put some signage in, we're going to, you know, have a delineated crosswalk from Tremont Street at the corner where the village, or the town hall is, across to the library. Because a lot of the folks that utilize the library end up parking in the church, at the church parking lot. So we wanted to have a crosswalk there that improves safety for their use. So I did get to have a meeting with, I did get an email from LaBerge, who is our engineer and working on the project. We're going to have a meeting with State DOT, not next week, but the week after. It's either going to be Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. It hasn't been set yet. But I will be attending that meeting with the engineering firm and the state to get things kicked off and moving. Construction doesn't expect to be this summer, the summer of 26, but it will take place in the summer of 27, is what our anticipation is at this point. Anybody have any questions on that? No? Okay. All right, new business. Anybody else have any old business? Okay, new business. Ponds and Beyond, so we have a new quote for, updated quote for this 2026. They've been doing it for the last several years. Let's see.
It's the same price, no increase from.
No increase from last year.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rich to approve it.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on Ponds and Beyond? Everybody happy with the way it works out? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Budget workshops, next item. So I started working on the budget already. My intention is to have a preliminary budget for the next board meeting, and I will present the preliminary budget at the board meeting. I think we'll set up a budget workshop for the last Wednesday in March. Yeah, so 25th. It's March 25th. So
I will still be out of the country.
Yes, you will. That's right. Anyway, we'll still do it for the 25th. Well, I suppose we could do it for the first, whatever. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah. If you want it on a Wednesday, the next Wednesday after that is the 4th of March.
First of April.
Oh,
my, April. Yeah. April 1st. So what do you guys think? You want to wait, do it April 1st instead of March?
As long as you're good without me, I'm fine. Cause
well,
April
we might
1st
have,
is gonna
have Charlie. Well, we won't have Charlie either, probably.
Yeah, April 1's fine.
April 1. So let's do it for April 1st.
Just a budget workshop.
Just a budget workshop. Yep.
When is our annual meeting?
Annual meeting is April 6th.
And then you want to present the budget at the April meeting?
We will present the budget on April 8th.
Okay. For a public hearing?
Correct.
So do you want to set that public hearing now or set it next month?
Nope, set it right now. You can set it now, April 8th.
Okay, so.
Do it at, 7 o'clock? Because we need to do.
We'll make the motion.
All right. Motion by Guy to set the public hearing for April 8th at 7 p.m. for the presentation of the 26-27 budget.
Second.
Second by Ryan. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so we got that taken care of.
So 4-1 is a workshop, 4-6 is the annual meeting, 4-8 is the public hearing.
Correct.
Okay. All at 7?
Well, I mean, the budget workshop can be any time. We could do it earlier, we could do it, you know, at 7, we could do it, did them at 6, I don't know, whatever you guys feel.
Whenever people can get up.
Yeah, it's up to you two guys. You got, well, and you work too, but
yeah.
You're more working from.
I just need to know so I can post the correct time. Because they're also open to the public.
Yeah. You want to do 7? Just keep it at 7? 7?
Sure.
7 o'clock.
All right. And then the public hearing is also at 7 with a meeting following, right?
Yeah.
Right.
At 7:30. Okay. Got it.
All right. You got that taken care of. So in the meantime, if there's any out of the ordinary things that you need monies for, you need to get that to me so I can incorporate it in the budget. Village website updates.
This is mine.
Sky.
I have two things, and one of them actually has to do with the budget. So, but the first one is more immediate. So as we know, a couple years ago, the state passed a law that we have to make sure that we get meeting materials and such onto the website before meetings and things like that. And, you know, we kind of struggled to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've done it. And part of the struggle is because our website's a little outdated and difficult to use. So I talked to the folks who host the site, and they would be willing in the short term, or they'd be willing to do it forever, but I think for us it's a short-term solution, is if we send them the documents, they'll put them in the places where they're supposed to be. Missy has a stopgap measure even before that, where she's posting them on the clerk part of the website
that she can
access. But this would be putting it where all the meeting information is, the recordings of the meetings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Would be consolidated to one place. It already exists, but we just don't update it because it's difficult.
So is there a way that they can make it so I can put them over where the media stuff is? Because when I went on there, I can't. But, so that's why I have my own
there
tab.
There's that. They'll do it, and they would charge us at a rate of $140 an hour. They believe that it would take about 15 minutes per time we ask them. So we have a before meeting and we have an after meeting. So about a half hour a month, it would cost approximately $70 a month to do it that way. They could also update the site to make it more easily usable. They could update just that part of it.
I think more user-friendly would be nicer, and I have to post them anyways, so I can't see paying somebody to post them.
And they can give me a quote if we want to go with that route. Or, and as I was looking at the site yesterday to make some changes that Missy asked me to make, it was made in 2012. I mean, it's like a little long in the tooth.
Well, it's not that user-friendly.
And it's not as easy to use up to, I mean, it's 2026. The world has changed a lot, you know, especially on the internet and things like that. So, you know, I think we should consider asking for a quote to, you know, kind of bring the thing up to speed for
an up-to-date website.
For an up-to-date website, totally.
Well, just to make it easier, people call me all the time and they're like, oh, I can't find this and I can't find that. And then I try to direct them there, but I have a different access page that they're looking at compared to what I'm seeing. So it is difficult to find. They can't find the recordings. I know they're there.
So we can ask them for a quote and I can give it to you and we can talk about our budget.
Okay, sounds good.
Do we have like an idea? Is it like a $5,000 thing?
So they told me when I was asking them about sort of solutions in the short term, they and they didn't want me to, this isn't a quote,
right,
but they said probably like $3,000 would get us that. I think that's about what we paid back in the day to get it done for the first time. It's the same group, mm-hmm, same, they've been hosting us, and so that's what they say. I mean, I've been involved in designing websites and paying for them, and that seems like a little low to me for, mm-hmm, these days. But, you know, if they're willing to do the work, then...
Yeah. Well, see what they're going to offer for that.
But I will, you know, ask them for a formal quote. And
yeah, we'll get a formal quote, make sure it's got the bells and whistles that we're looking for.
Right. And especially the parts that make it easy for...
Yeah, I just don't want it to be too complex.
So we don't need...
Much more simpler than that.
Simpler and easier for us to post the things that we need to post.
Right.
Yeah. And
it's bad enough you have to scan.
And then you can put, like, you know, we could update the calendars and all that kind of stuff, too.
Well, we do update the calendars. It's not easy to get to it, but we
have
those updated, but they're not easy.
Hopefully it'll be easier.
All right.
But I will... get with them on that.
All right. Well, as soon as you get a quote from them, get it to me. Yeah, and then we can talk about it the next meeting, but I want to get it in the budget.
Get into the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Building Department training reimbursement?
That is, Building Department has to do the annual training, and it's coming up in, I believe it's in March or whatever, in Lake Placid. Oh, yeah, it's March 1st through March 5th. He goes to the in-person training because he gets a lot more out of it, and, you know, a lot of networking is happening. Generally, before, when he worked for East Greenbush, we never had to pay any of this because they always paid it. So now he's asking for some type of reimbursement. The week total is $485 for the conference, $650 for lodging. That's $1,135.
I think we should pay for half. He works for another municipality. He does part-time work too, so. And he was agreeable to that.
Okay.
Reimburse half?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I have a resolution?
I'll make the motion. We reimburse him half the cost of the training.
Second.
Motion by Rich, second by Guy. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any motions carry. Purchased a new snowblower.
That's you.
Did he give you anything on the one he wanted?
I told you it was the.
I know you did, but did he print anything off for the board to review?
No.
All right. So how much was his?
I wrote some notes.
Okay.
So the Cub Cadet was $18.99, and there was enough. That was a 28-inch, 3-stage, 12 to 14 horsepower, and it could be shipped to Home Depot for pickup. It's not in stock right now of that size. Actually, there's none in stock at all at Home Depot. True Value has one, two smaller ones, and one bigger one. The average from, you know, $1,000 to $3,500. And of course, we checked Amazon a bit. They got some 5-horsepower ones, but that's currently what they're using now. Charlie had given them one to use, and it's only 5. And they said we're using it in the last couple of days. It was really bogged out, but so they were looking at the 26-inch. With the 12 to 14. Now you said you had one.
28 inch.
28, yes, sorry. And that was $18.99. Now some of the other ones didn't have brands that were too popular, so
right.
Nothing that we've known of. He liked the idea that this was a good brand. But.
Well, I looked online after I spoke with him too, and I got I mean, these are 208cc engines.
Which should be 5 to 6 each horsepower. Has to be in the 300s to be what they're looking for, according to what they told me today.
Right.
That would be like 12.
I don't see anything on there. I know I've got a 24-inch one, and it's a 9 horsepower, which is what I thought I was looking at. It's a Craftsman. I don't think they make them anymore. I think they went out of business. But.
Oh, that's too bad. That one sounds like it would be a good one.
That's what I have. I love it. I don't think they make them anymore.
That's true.
But let me see if it
says
here.
Yeah, we're not finding
here.
Anything that's in the good brand category. They're
no, I only got brand. The 3 I looked at were Club Cadet, Aaron's, and Troy-Bilt. So they're the 3.
Yeah, he just
the
wants
3 that I looked at, it's
a good horsepower.
I just don't. It doesn't say what the horsepower is because it's rated in CCs.
Yeah, they were calculating it on their phone. I don't know how they calculated it. I only remember that the one that had the higher one was in the 300 CCs and the lower ones were in the 200s.
Let's see what Google says.
Any of you guys know how to calculate that?
Convert.
Probably can make a website.
208.
14 to 17 CC per horsepower.
That's good set.
For high performance.
Oh, really? 4 TC, 2 horsepower. There it is right there. Oh, 208.
No, there's more to it than that.
All right.
Small engine, that's a small engine is different. It's like double.
208 cc or between 5.5 and 7 horsepower. 6.5 being the very common rating for a 208cc engine.
Yeah. Right, Mr. They said they wanted a 300. They were thinking 300.
Well, they just want a decent horsepower. Right. The one they're using is a 5, and it's not getting through.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is this has gone on so long now that by the time we do it, we're going to get this warm weather, and that snow is not going to be light and fluffy anymore.
Right.
Which is a problem.
Well, I mean, we don't get a huge dumping like this all the time.
No, either. I know. That's the other thing, is, you know, how often are we going to use this thing? But, and it's quite a bit of difference in price.
Yeah, especially since there's not really that many in stock right now. They do have one they can use to finish up the season. And Charlie gave it to them, they fixed it, it works.
Well, it says a 300cc engine typically produces between 30 and 40 horsepower, but those are in motorcycles.
That's not...
Right, so it's at the
small engine. I don't think that's for snowblowers.
Different.
Yeah, no, I don't see where the small engine is here.
30... Is it 30 to 35? 30 to 35cc to 1 HP is what the one of the other
things. So it's going to be about a 10.
It's going to be 10 plus.
Yeah, 10 plus. Okay. All right.
So
the question is, do we want to get the bigger unit? Or do we want to get the standard unit that we probably all have at home? So the standard units are only 2-stage. Every one of these is a 2-stage, it's not a 3-stage.
Right, he said 3-stage.
So that's an issue if you got, you know, heavy, slushy snow. I know mine works great when the snow, like the 18 inches we had there, blew right through it. But it's light and fluffy.
Light and fluffy, yeah.
When I get up near the driveway after Pete's put salt on it, I just get this cone of salt, rod comes out, falls off. So, you know, it's not going to throw that.
I mean, I think he said that this Cub Cadet that was 18 something, that's available.
Yeah, and these are like $1,000. I got one at the Aaron's is $999, and the Cub Cadet and the Troy built are each $1,059.
Let me just have him look at them tomorrow, and he can pick one. Unless he really thinks he needs the bigger one, then he can go.
Well, are we okay?
Especially along the side of the road, you're going to have all the plow from the road. It's going
to. You want him to just order the big one?
Crap! I think so. Do it.
If we're going to do it. You want to just get the Cub Cadet?
They're going to break their backs with trying to do the.
All right.
I mean, we don't have an account with them, but I can use the car.
With who?
Tractor Supply.
Oh, Tractor Supply. Yeah. Well,
it's in Pittsfield that has it available now.
All right. Well, we can get it.
There's a lot in stock.
He can bring a tax-exempt certificate.
Right. I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And we can use the credit card.
And I can use the card. So if this all works, I'll send him there to Pittsfield to get it.
Okay.
But if they still have it, apparently today.
They had it today.
They had it today.
All right. I entertain a motion to purchase the...
Well, we didn't really need a motion.
No, we don't. No, because
you got money. No, it's procurement. You just follow procurement policy.
All right. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Take care of that.
Okay.
All right. So you all have your reports. Reports turned in where we have the police report. That's 28 incidents. Right, 28 incidents last month. Yeah. Is that the same thing? I don't think it is.
Yeah.
30? Okay. 30. So we had 30 incidents last month. The police department investigated traffic control. We had 15 tickets issued in the month. 7 of which were for speeding. Always a problem. Got your water report. 13 water samples in, maintenance is done. Pumped out 284,000 gallons.
2.8 million.
That's 280,000, right?
No.
2.8 million.
2.8.
91,000.
Oh, yeah, average, yeah.
100,000, just under 100,000 a day.
Okay. Just under 100,000 a day. No, that's good. That's back, numbers are back down where they should be. What do we got here?
Speaking of the speeding.
Yep.
The signs, are they ordered?
We should order them probably now would be a good time, because that'll correspond to arrive here right around the time we can actually start putting them in.
A lot of above 50s and a 35, wow. People are really speeding on the report, yeah. 35 is the speed limit, somebody was going 55 on Church Street.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, so you got the building report, streets and water report for maintenance. That's it. Any questions on any of the reports? Okay, so we are now at a point where we're going to do resolutions. So we're going to make a resolution that, so this is, the planning board has received, is doing a site plan review that is pretty intricate, and we are retaining LaBerge to review the site plan on our behalf because it's very complicated. So the applicant has put up $5,000, because all this is at their expense. The applicant has put up $5,000, which we are going to put into escrow, and we will utilize this money to pay for these services. So we have received the check, and we need to deposit that into the proper account, so we're entertaining, I'm going to make a motion that we increase budget line item A2115, planning board fees by $5,000, and increase the budget line item A8020.4, planning board contractual by $5,000. So the A2115 is the money coming in, and when we spend the money to pay for work that's done on this, it'll be paid out of 8020.4.
I'll second.
Second by Guy. Questions on that?
Who made the motion? Sorry.
I did.
Oh.
So if we don't use all of that $5,000, does the applicant get back the remaining balance?
It goes back to the applicant, yes.
Then the second was Guy?
Guy, yeah.
Thanks.
Any other questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Next item is that we have CEO Head Start School has come online in January. They're a new water customer, so we had to figure out how much, you know, we were charging them. I guess their staff and student level fluctuates, so I was thinking probably instead of setting them up like we do DPS, we would just set them up as a commercial user, a medium, say, similar to the firehouse and ambulance building and that kind of stuff. So that rate is, for in-village, is $513, twice a year. There's an additional, you know, it's subject to the 1.5% rate for being outside the district. And then we're going to bill from January to March, which would be half immediately, so $409.75, and then it'll just fall into the regular billings as of April. Any questions on that?
Is that similar to what we bill Stewart's?
Stewart's is $1,000, because they're a high-use commercial property, because they are serving coffee and they have their ice cream scoop running 24/7.
Okay.
In that first number, the 76950, did you include the bond in that as well?
I did.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Oh, no, 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 not in the 769 I didn't, because I figured by the time we get to that...
That's going to be a different number.
It'll
when
be a different
I actually
number.
Put it on
so
the system.
So when I calculated the, if you look on it, where it says bill January 1st to March 31st, you can see it, the 384.75 is half to 769.50, and then I added half the bond amount,
okay.
$25.
But then when it goes on the system for the next billing,
it's going to be the same bond amount.
769 plus the bond.
It'll be 769 plus whatever the bond is, should we have one.
Okay, I just got to make sure it goes on the system correctly.
That is correct. And we can talk about that if you need to.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next thing is since we never had to shovel people's sidewalks before, I think it's appropriate that we set a rate and then we send a letter out stating that if, you know, if they don't have it done by a certain amount, certain time, we're going to start clearing sidewalks and we're going to charge them. So we're going to base, my thought is we base the rate on the footage of their frontage of sidewalk, you know, including driveways and the whole bit. And if it's 6 inches or less, we'll charge $100 or $1.50 a foot. And if it's over 6 inches, we'll charge $2 a foot.
So what, DPW would bring a tape measure with them?
No, we'll take it off the tax map.
And the person who's looking that up all the time?
The height.
Yeah. That is correct.
Easier to take a tape measure.
All right. Well, you can take a tape measure out there in the snow and hold one end if you want.
So, you know, let's say it's a 100-foot frontage, which I think my house has a 95-foot.
Mm-hmm.
100 feet of light snow or one that...
It's less than 6 inches.
Less than 6 inches would cost $150.
Correct.
That would be the fee.
I don't want to shovel snow.
Well, I mean, I think it is more than I think maybe you would actually pay if you had to have someone come do it,
mm-hmm.
which would be an incentive to arrange something or
correct.
Do it yourself. So I think that this is reasonable, and I don't think it's...
It's not exorbitant.
It's not exorbitant, but it also takes away from other work that the DPW would be doing.
Right.
And so... Are they are the ones who would be assigned
they
to do it?
They would be the ones assigned
with
it.
With our new snow blower.
With our new snow blower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea.
Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Who did the motion?
I'll make the motion. I'll make the motion.
I thought somebody did.
No,
I'll second it.
Guy and Rich.
Okay.
And motion's approved.
Is that just going to be billed right onto their taxes? Is that what you do?
It's going to be invoiced, and if they don't pay it, then it will be on their June tax bill.
And we'll see how we can get it put on their June tax bill. That's always complicated.
Right.
Well, our law says it can be.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if we have a problem, then I'll take care of it. Let me know.
Okay.
I'll get Debbie. She'll fix it. All right. Anybody, any board members have anything they want to bring up?
Do you want to do public comment?
I will, but I just want to make sure we were done. All right. You guys are up. What do you think? Time to go home and watch the Olympics, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're planning.
All right, well, I hope this was educational for you. This is the closest form of government to the people, representing the people. You know, we try to take care of the village as best we can, within the law, of course, you know, without beating anybody up. We just, we do our best to do, make it palatable for everybody. So anyway, I hope you got that out of attending this meeting, and I hope you enjoyed it. So I want to thank you for coming. we're going to pay the bills and adjourn. So as soon as we adjourn, Missy will sign your paperwork for you, so you'll get your credit for class. All right, to entertain a motion to pay bills number 254 through 287 in amount of $24,355.44 and in the general fund, and $1,001.46 from the water fund, and $4,754.94 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We're adjourned.